And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
The following interview was recorded before the assassination of Charlie Kirk. The subject matter of this interview could not be more timely. Abraham Lincoln in 1858 made a speech in which he said, "A house divided against itself cannot stand," and probably that concept has reached new importance during our era, because it would seem on the surface, certainly during my lifetime, for example, I have never seen the country so divided as since perhaps the Civil War. People, families, neighbors, people reaching the point that they won't talk to you if you don't agree with them, and it's just caused a lot of bad feelings and division. We have with us in the studio today Ian Smith, who is with an organization that is trying to bridge the gap between, shall we say, the red and the blue, and at least get the people talking, because if you don't have communication, well, you're not going to go anywhere. So welcome, Ian.
Yeah, thank you very much. Good to be here.
The name of your organization is Brave Angels.
Braver Angels.
Braver Angels, right, where angels fear to tread. So anyway, tell us a little bit about the organization.
So Braver Angels is an organization that was born out of the 2016 election and the animosity that we saw there. And it's grown from a single workshop that was, hey, is it possible to bring people who voted for Clinton and people that voted for Trump together, to now we've got 15,000 dues-paying members. We've got about 130 what we call alliances or chapters around the country in almost every state. We've got hundreds of volunteers like myself working to expand the reach of the organization and to bring people into this work that we see is probably the most critical problem that we have in the country today.
You've been with the organization a number of years. Right. You're impressed. We had a little bit of a conversation before we started this interview, and you told me that you're impressed with what they're doing, certainly the entire concept of getting people to talk, which is not always easy to do. So what is the magic formula? How does that work? How do you go about doing this?
Well, it's both the magic formula but also the difficulty. I guess the best way in order to get people to build trust is ideally one-on-one in person. We do have one-on-one conversations as a thing, but our bread and butter is more workshops, where we bring small numbers of what we call reds and small numbers of what we call blues together in order to understand each other better. So it's not necessarily to change their views on the issues. It's not even necessarily to agree on, you know, outcomes of the issues, although we do have something called a common ground workshop for that. It's more to understand each other, that they are coming from an equal place of deserving respect, and come from a place of, they're not uneducated on the other side. They're not stupid. They're not misled. They've got values that are just prioritized differently from your own.
You know, it wasn't that long ago, people tell me that even in the halls of Congress, people would get up during the day and they would vehemently defend their positions on a particular subject, and there would be the give and take back and forth. And then that evening, it was not uncommon sometimes for the opponents, if you will, to be having dinner together and laughing and having a good time. So it's almost back to that philosophy of, how do you reach the point where you can agree to disagree agreeably.
Right.
And so, in a way, it seems like this is what you're trying to do.
Oh, yeah, very much so. Very much so. In fact, we have a workshop called Families in Politics, and that is really popular right around Thanksgiving and Christmas time, because people know, I have to get together with my family, and we don't agree with politics. So how am I gonna deal with these people? Yes, it is hard. At the same time, it goes to show how popular this workshop is. There are a lot of people. A lot of us are having troubles around the entire country. It doesn't matter if you lean more conservative or lean more liberal. People recognize this is a problem. This is a problem with our culture right now that is affecting almost every single one of us.
How do you get people to these workshops? What is the mechanism by which you actually reach out and get some reds and blues together?
as I mentioned before, we have alliances around the country. That's our word for chapters, because alliances have to be run by a red and a blue co-chair. So just an alliance there. Alliances do the work of spreading the word of Braver Angels and getting people into the workshop. They put on the workshops. I will say, we don't have just workshops. We also have debates if you want something a little more active, but it's a special style of debate. And then we also have other programs, one-on-one conversations if you don't want to be in a group, as well as all sorts of things, film club, book club, that sort of thing. It really is the alliances that bring their community together using our programming.
So you've been involved in some of these workshops?
Yeah.
Yourself?
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about some of the success stories, maybe people that went with kind of a, I'll see how this goes, but I'm not going to change my mind with these idiots, you know.
Right.
And they come out on the other end maybe with a little bit different feelings. So you've actually experienced that. You've seen people that were, shall we say, very animated about their position, thinking the other person, because they didn't see it their way, there must be something wrong with them.
Right.
And then something, they're transformed.
Mm-hmm. They are transformative experiences. People can often walk away from our workshops feeling energized, enthused. They want more of this. It's like a new perspective or a new door has been opened up for them. And some of them go on and just, they want to be volunteers for Braver Angels, and they go do great things. Others, you know, not every single person is touched, I want to say. You know, this is very powerful for programming. Very often what will happen is people go in kind of with their defenses up. They're ready for maybe not a fight, but a confrontation, or like, you know, if you're more conservative in the Bay Area and you go to one of these, and you might approach being like, well, they're going to try to convert me and I'm not going to be converted. Often what would find is that this is not a place where we are trying to change your views on the policies. This is a place where we're trying to change our views of each other so that we just understand each other. Just being listened to, being validated, being heard and understood, and feeling like you've been heard and acknowledged, that's a powerful experience in a political culture right now where people don't feel validated. They don't feel heard or acknowledged. If they say, I think that this is a problem, then there's, you know, a dozen people that will instantly jump on them and say, you don't know what you're talking about. You're stupid. You're uneducated. And well, no, that's not the case for most Americans. And most of us see that we have problems and we just want to work to fix the problems. We're not actually looking to start fights.
The starting point is reaching the point that you can honestly say there is no individual or party that is the ultimate perfect mirror of what things should be. Even within parties, there's conflicts. You know, you have Democrats, you have conservatives, liberals, you have shades of all of that, even within parties. So there's that going on at that time. It almost reminds me of lawyers sometimes. You know, they'll get up and one will be a defense lawyer, one will be a prosecution lawyer, and, you know, try to do whatever they're supposed to do. And then afterwards, they might be having drinks saying, you know, oh, you did a good case today, you know.
Right.
You know, but you would never know that at the time because they're very animated in their respective positions. So I think the part of it is just realizing that it's not, you know, my party right or wrong type of thing. In my perfect world, is there any other? I would probably want facets of both red and blue together, because I see things in each party that I like and things that I don't like, you know. So it's almost like if I had the power, you know, if I could be ruler for a day, like the song says, if I ruled the world type of thing, you know, I would take a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and do that, you know, so there you are.
Right. And I think what you touched on with the kind of the prosecutor and the defense, I think that's a great model for what we're talking about here. To reiterate, we're not looking to get you to change your opinion. We're not trained to get prosecutors to join the defense or defense to join the prosecutors, but we want you to be able to have a drink at the bar at the end of the day, because at the end of the day, you're both working towards the interests of the country. And that's the goal here.
You know, one of the things that they used to do in high school, and I think it was so good, they would have debate classes, which I don't think they have at the high school level anymore for sure. And what they would do is they would say, okay, John, you're going to get up and you are going to take this position. You are going to be for this. And Mary, you're going to be against this.
Right.
And then after the debate, they would say, Mary, now you're going to be for this and you're going to be against this. Yes. And they have to switch positions.
Right. So we were talking earlier about experiences that I've seen. And in one of the workshops we call Skills for Bridging the Divide, we do ask you to read a paragraph or of someone stating their belief on some issue. It could be something, you know, gun safety or something like that. And you will be reading something you disagree with. And I have seen people have trouble say, I cannot even read this out loud because it would go against my values to do this. And the skill to be able, like, I challenge everyone listening here to, I guess when you're driving or something, think about an issue you care about and try to steel man, as in state the strongest possible argument for the other side. And it, you don't have to believe it, but what do you think the other side earnestly believes? It's a great exercise to get you to understand the full perspective of the argument, and also to be able to converse with the people you disagree with in an educated manner, which is the key to kind of building trust. It's one of the starting points.
Well, I think that we've reached the point where some of the people that are listening to this interview might be saying, well, you know, this is interesting. I'd like to learn more about this organization. Where can they go? Do you have a website? Mm-hmm. Where can they go to get more information?
No, we sure do, at braverangels.org. In the Bay Area, we've got a number of alliances. We've got the Berkeley/Oakland/San Francisco Alliance, which is very active. The Sonoma County Alliance, which is also very active. Silicon Valley is very active. We've got another active, the Alliance of the Monterey Bay Alliance. And they're all kind of working together is what we call the Bay Area Super Alliance. So you can go on to braverangels.org. There's like a nav bar at the top. Have an experience. Find your local alliance.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, Ian, thank you so much for coming in and visiting with us today. This is a subject, a topic that we could go on and on about, but we are limited with time. And I certainly hope that some of our listeners will avail themselves of that. Now, just by way of information for you, Ian, the area here on the coast side, San Mateo County Midcoast, I worked for the San Mateo County elections for a number of years on a part-time basis. I was an instructor of poll workers, one of the instructors. And during the election, when it was Bush and Gore, as you will recall, I think California, well, they went for Gore, but not radically so, maybe, you know, 54, 55%, whatever that was. But in the 9 miles of the coastside that that we are in now, right now, having this interview, 70% for Gore. So obviously there's a mindset here in this area, and I do feel for people of a conservative nature, because I can see where they would be intimidated to even open their mouth on certain subjects, you know.
It's a real problem in areas that are saturated, I'll say. Could be saturated red or saturated blue, where I'll bring up this area. If you lean conservative, then you feel very hesitant to kind of out yourself as such. You might be fearful of you know, social ramifications, being ostracized, or even losing your job. And I think it's similar in where I come from, Tennessee. If you lean more liberal, then you also kind of tread lightly. You don't really want to out yourself in order to keep the social wheels greased.
And what we're looking for is my favorite word. And when I got married, my wife used to tease me about it because I would always bring it up. And that is, we're looking for balance.
Yes. That is absolutely true.
Ian, it's been a pleasure.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Ian Smith of the organization Braver Angels. In light of recent events, it seems more important than ever to have respectful dialogue with those of different opinions. For the feature story of the week, I'm Jim Henderson. Cameron Palmer, host of the KHMB Time Machine, invites you to join him for a trip back to 1979. This is your hometown station, 100.9 Coastside Radio, your community, your voice.
You've been listening to the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000 or email us news@khmbradio.com.